Happy New Year, everyone. It's January 27th, and I've got some news about research and litigation opportunities that I wanted to make you all aware of. You can find links to everything I mention in the show notes. Let's dive into research first. There are two noteworthy projects that have recently opened up. The first is the international ECT survey called the Survey of People Who Have Experienced Electroconvulsive Therapy and Their Family and Friends, or SECTAFF, S-E-C-T-A-F-F. This research is led by clinical psychologist Professor Joan Reed. Collaborating across borders, three ECT recipients from the United States, England, and Ireland worked alongside three psychologists to develop this survey. The aims of this project are to better understand the impact of ECT and improve information available for those considering it. This project was ethically approved by the University of East London. The research itself is open to anyone worldwide, 18 or older, who has undergone ECT or who is familiar with its effect on loved ones. Now, shifting our focus to the UK, there's a research study on the long-term effects of ECT led by NHS trainee clinical psychologist Emily Shipwright. This study invites individuals who have undergone ECT in the United Kingdom within the last 20 years and are experiencing adverse long-term effects. Participation involves an online video call to discuss your ECT experiences, followed by a discussion to ensure accurate representation of your experience. This study is open to individuals aged 18 and above, fluent in English, with the last ECT treatment more than 6 months ago. Now on to litigation. New litigation opportunities are available for those who have undergone ECT within the last 2 years and are considering medical malpractice claims. There are no time constraints if you received ECT as a minor. Currently, opportunities are open in Florida, Indiana, South Carolina, West Virginia, and Georgia. Before we wrap up, here's an update on a recent ECT case many of us have been following. Attorneys at Baum & Hedlund have made several blog posts regarding the recent Jeffrey Thelane versus Somatics and Electrica case in Florida. It includes a comprehensive summary of the case and provides access to some very interesting court documents. For those following ECT litigation cases, it's definitely worth a read. That's all the news I have for now. Thank you for tuning in. If you're interested in the research or filing a lawsuit, be sure to check out the links in the show notes for more information. Until next time, take care.